Yesterday, Radio Ghana sought the views of professionals who assessed the performance of President John Mahama's three-year rule. Today, we bring you the assessment of political party leaders of his 3 years in office. First, the 2012 flag bearer of the PNC, Dr. Hassan Ayariga. He says in terms of infrastructural development, President Mahama deserves to be given excellent marks because of the massive development throughout the country. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Dr. Ayariga said President Mahama has also scored excellent marks for his tolerance and work to maintain peace and security. He spoke to George Ankra.
For me, I think that it has been a very difficult year, 2015, for the government and for the people of Ghana. As a matter of fact, if I am to assess the president's achievements, I will first of all start looking at what has the president gotten in terms of revenue, in terms of donor fund organizations, the funds they have given to Ghana, and the available resources that he has gotten so far against the achievement. Because you can only say somebody has achieved when you make the balance between the income and against the expenditure. I think in terms of infrastructure development, the president should be given excellent, because going around campaigning as a presidential candidate of the PNC, I saw a lot of development across the whole country, right from places that years ago when we were campaigning, it was very dusty. There were no infrastructure, there were no roads, there were no schools and many other things. If you go again this time around, you take a tour around all the areas, you will see massive development in terms of the president's achievement. So that sector, I will mark the president excellent. In terms of peace and security, we are relatively enjoying a lot of peace, freedom of speech and other things. I will also mark him excellent because this is a president who is tolerant, a president who believes in people's ideas, and even he accepts criticism. There are people who will not accept it, but I think that in that aspect too, I'll give him an excellent mark. That when we look at the energy sector, where we all know what is happening in the country, definitely nobody will give him an excellent mark as of now. But we cannot also attribute and say that the president hasn't performed or the nation is suffering. But of course, we have to look at the rate at which we consume power against our national development, because over the years, Ghana has expanded in terms of infrastructure development. Ghana has expanded in terms of industrial wise and many other things. So the government need to focus more on generating more power to be able to feed all these industries, bringing up all these companies, even personal belongings. Right now, people are buying more gadgets than before. Those days, we used to have one mobile phone. Now you see that people have more than three mobile phones. Even if you have the Chinese mobile phone, you charge it 10 times. And in my house, I used to have an iron. Now I have in my house, I have family who comes, and everybody has an iron in his room. So all these things, part of the reason why the power generation is not able to feed our demand. So the money needed. For me, I think that they have not done all their best. I think they can do better. So that aspect, I'll give him an average and say, I challenge him to do more. And I know he's working every day to make sure that he overcomes that problem. And we are praying for Mother Ghana, whoever is sitting on the hot seat now, be able to perform. We are also praying for the president. We are praying for the people of this country, that we should all contribute in building our nation.